delivering Michigan common sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
Welcome back to it. All right, according to the new book, Shattered, Bernie Sanders, you know, he got in the race because he disliked Hillary Clinton. He felt compelled to run. And when they said, here's a commercial for you to read, and at the end we wanted to say, I'm with her, he said, no, that is so phony, I won't do it. Well, my next guest, a bit of a flamethrower. By that, I mean telling the truth all the time at all costs. Teslin Figaro, former National Justice Director for Bernie Sanders and founder of Teslin Figaro Communications. Teslin, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back, Steve.
So, all right. You're seeing this book come out, and of course, the Clinton campaign or camp or whatever it is, what you make of it, fighting back. But I've watched the Democrats over the last couple of weeks. First in Kansas, we're going to win this Kansas district. They lose by 8 points after dumping a pile of money. We're going to flip the sixth in Georgia. They came up short there. They're not going to win that either. What is the state of the Democratic Party? Bernie Sanders still seems to be the guy in charge, but really you've got people like Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders. You've got all these, frankly, old white folks. How do they connect with new voters? What the hell's going on, Tez?
It's clear that they're disillusioned. You know, I wrote a piece yesterday about the delusional disorder of the Democrat Party. And what I mean by that is, to focus all the attention on the Georgia race, which is a white suburban, white suburban people in suburban areas don't matter, but to focus all the attention on that race to say, let's pour millions of dollars in to prove a point to Trump, that you can show that a seat that is clearly about ego and not really getting down to the root of the problem. You know, Trump won because he was able to flip 200 districts from Obama to Trump. Trump won because black and brown people decided not to vote at all because they were just over it. He won because he was able to speak to the working class and the working poor. And so to use that particular district to say, this is going to set some precedent for the entire country just made no sense, because that's not the voters that were disengaged this last election. All it did was show that once again, we'll pick and choose, races based upon, ego, based upon what pundits, what we think we can get a good narrative out of, and not on addressing the issues. So it just shows that, once again, there's no leadership. People have no idea what they're doing. Perez's response the next day was, let me just get on Morning Joe and, talk about the Republican. And even Mika said, but what are you going to do? What does that have to do with winning?
Let me ask you this, Tez. How bad a choice or good? I think he was a terribly weak choice, Tom Perez, to be the DNC chair. I don't think he appeals to many people. I think that he, I don't think he's fun to listen to or fun to watch or fun to be involved with. I don't think he inspires people. I don't think he's going to get young people to follow him. Why is this guy in charge?
Like I said before, when you have the establishment pick, the next choice will be the establishment. And so I think that they assume, and it's sad, but let's just go with somebody, who perhaps Hispanic, that can reach out and, work across the aisle and a nice guy. And, they don't want new talent, Steve. That's just the bottom line. They want the same old bench, same old people doing the same thing. It is amazing, watching. I have a lot of respect. I did, at least, for Representative Maxine Waters, but she brags about, the millennials call me Auntie Maxine, when in fact she's really great-great-grandmother, Maxine Waters. And nothing is wrong with what she's put into the game. No disrespect with that. But if millennials are looking to 80-year-olds, that includes Maxine Waters as well as Bernie Sanders, if they're looking to that for leadership, then America is screwed.
Because millennials
should be developing their own talent, their own leaders. And so if you're that weak, you have to look at somebody 80 years old. They can't have a conversation about what it means to have sending a kid to school like myself, with an iPad.
No, I understand. No,
those conversations.
Maxine Waters is true. Yeah, Maxine actually thinks that Russia invaded Korea. I'm not sure she's even sure what Crimea is. And you're right. You have an 80-year-old, this old person out there trying to, call the shots. It's a little rough. But let me ask you this. Ever since Donald Trump pointed the finger at Barack Obama and said, listen, you have been, you know, eavesdropping, spying on my operation at Trump Tower. Barack Obama has flat out disappeared. And let me tell you, this is weird to me, Tez, because if I had been accused of something like that, I would have walked right out to the microphones, called a news conference, and every camera on the planet would have descended for Barack Obama. And I would have said, absolutely not true. This is garbage. But instead, he heads off to French Polynesia, to wherever, to, you know, the ends of the earth. Never said a peep. He sent out one of his errand boys to make a comment. Other than that, nothing from Barack Obama. That strikes me as very odd.
Well, I think that he said, you know, he wanted to stay out of it, that stay out of this particular presidency and not, I guess, make comments. But what I see, and I don't know if this is true, obviously this is just my opinion, I think that he's so disappointed with the results because people didn't listen to him, I guess, that he just says, you know, I'm over it, and I told you so. And that's just me guessing, which is sad because it just shows that ego, once again, is driving the conversation. But because look at Hillary Clinton is still jumping out there. But to be honest with you, I prefer, you know, they sit out. But unfortunately, from behind the scenes, he's still pulling quite a bit of shots. And we see that with Perez, you know, actually picking up the phone, having governors call and tell those delegates, you know, to switch their votes. So he is certainly vocal, just not on the scene, more behind the scene, which creates a problem of transparency.
Yeah, so where does, okay, so here's my question then. I mean, and obviously you've been a Democrat, at least you were until this round, because you didn't care for Hillary Clinton either. What do Democrats stand for today? What is the message besides flip the sixth and, you know, we want to raise the minimum wage? What is the message? What are Democrats selling voters? That's my real question, because I don't see a message.
Yeah, there is no message. That's why people like me, you know, were over it. There's no message. There's no consistent leadership. You know, they're the same old talking points. Again, you know, having the talking points about what Trump was able to speak to, having those talking points in the Georgia race with an area that maybe not necessarily identify with the issues that other people identify with, the average American and is dealing with. So there's no message. There's no leadership. It's just scattered and all over the place. You know, there's been article after article about this, you know, since they've come out. And so I guess, you know, we'll just continue to see how things fall. You know, if Republicans are able to hold on to the lead, if they're going to support Trump or not support Trump or go their own way, or if Democrats are going to find their own way, or maybe there will just be people like me who will just remain independent, and maybe some leaders will come from, you know, on my side of the fence. So unfortunately, Steve, I really don't know. You know, I don't think anybody else knows either. So I guess we're just going to just continue to make it up as we go, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and America loses with that.
I agree with that. I think America's on the losing end of this when the Democrats have no message, and their only message is, we're going to flip this. And when they lose, the networks go out like CNN and Chris Cuomo. Well, you know, they almost won, so it's a moral victory. But moral victories don't get to vote. They don't get to vote in Congress now, do they? No, they don't.
Right. It's either you win or you lose. There's no moral victories. There's no, you win or you lose. Clear, point blank. When are they going to understand the difference between a win and a loss?
Well, they need to figure it out. That's right. Tez, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You have a great day. Tezin Figaro, she was the former National Justice Director for Bernie Sanders. She's probably interested to read that book, Shattered, as well. Bernie Sanders says he got into the race just because he so disliked the message coming out of the Clinton camp. He was compelled, he said. Because of the Hillary Clinton campaign and what it stood for or didn't stand for, I suppose. 41 after, we're going to take a break, check out the movies, relax a little bit. Deep breath, inhale, exhale.